In tonight's Wildcats Den, we hear from some more basketball players on the girls and boys teams as they get ready for their seasons. Josh Scott and myself will also break down the news of the resignation of head football coach Dale Flatt and what it means for the Wildcats football program moving forward. We go inside the Wildcats Den as we're joined by sophomore basketball player Keely Mullins of the LA girls basketball team. And Keely, I'll start it off, your sophomore season. How excited are you to get started?
I'm pretty excited. I think we'll have a good season this year.
What excites you most about this season and this team?
Probably our seniors, you know, like being on the team with them last year and just finishing their last year strong.
Who are some of the seniors that you look up to, and what do you try to do to try to emulate yourself off of them, I guess?
Well, our seniors are Bailey Allred, Aaliyah Mountain, and Hallie Ledbetter, and honestly, I look up to all of them. They're great role models, and they've really helped me, you know, come into my playing abilities and just inspire me to do better.
Freshman season last year, what was it like playing in your first season at the high school level, and especially in the district that you guys played in?
It was really different, especially compared to middle school. It's not, you know, basketball changes so much. It's a lot faster and a lot more competitive.
Well, was that kind of the biggest thing? Was the speed of the game for you to kind of get adjusted to?
For sure. The speed was completely different.
What's something that you improved on in your game throughout the season last year?
Probably figuring out how to score because, you know, coming into these quicker games and stuff, it's a lot different than what I was used to. But figuring out, you know, scoring and being faster on defense too.
If you had to pick a song, one song to put on a pregame playlist, what would it be?
I have no clue. You know, I just listen to what everybody else puts on.
Fair enough. Okay, are you a set the Christmas lights out right after Halloween, or do you have to wait until Thanksgiving to put the Christmas lights out?
Oh, for sure, before Thanksgiving.
Nice. That's what we like to hear. What's your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
Turkey.
What about favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, that's hard. I would probably say all time, either Elf or Home Alone.
Those are two pretty good ones. Okay, what would you like to improve on most this season?
I need to get faster and score, and, you know, I just have to be more confident in my playing abilities and, you know that I'm good enough to be out there on the court with my competition.
What's it like playing for Coach Riddle?
It's very demanding. She expects a lot out of us, and which that makes us a lot better. So, you know, she expects a lot out of us. In return, we play to her expectations.
That's sophomore basketball player with the girls basketball team here at LA, Keely Mullins. We go inside the Wildcats Den. We're joined by junior basketball player Daniel Bilbrey of the Livingston Academy Wildcats basketball team. And the season getting started in just under a week next Tuesday, taking on Clay County. How excited are you to get the basketball season started?
Oh, we're excited. I mean, it's an awesome feeling, especially here at the beginning of the season, to get ready for the first game and get all the jitters out.
What excites you most about this basketball season?
Our team this year, our chemistry. I've never been a part of something like this, and I'm pretty excited for our team.
I think the makeup of the team, a little bit younger this year, not as many seniors as last year. Do you think that has a little bit to do with it?
Yeah, I think the last couple of years, our young team has kind of grown into being older veteran players, and I think that we're going to have a lot better understanding this year.
Cool. What's, from sophomore year to junior year, where would you like to improve the most?
Definitely on the offensive side of the floor. Got to take more shots and be more confident in myself.
Is that something you've kind of worked on throughout the off season?
Yeah, definitely.
What are some drills that you, especially in practice, if you have like personal drills that you do? What do you like to do?
I like always having a defender and kind of working on my own game where I could get used to taking shots that I'm not as comfortable taking.
Outside of basketball, what's your favorite hobby, or it could be another sport or activity that you like to do?
Well, I have a bunch of hobbies. I like bowling. I like pool. I like a bunch of different sports.
Very nice. What is what's your favorite type of music?
Probably either country or rap.
You have a favorite song?
No. There's so many songs. I couldn't pick one.
If you personally had to make something for Thanksgiving, what would it be?
I always wanted to make a turkey. My mom's always done it, so I'd like to try it once or twice before.
And any special seasonings or bastings that you put on it?
No, I'd try to do as simple as I could. I'd probably mess it up if I tried to do all that.
What is, in practice, I know you kind of mentioned personal drills that you like to run. What's a favorite drill as a team that you like to run?
11-man, for sure.
What is 11 man?
It's like so you got three guys up top and you got four lines and you go and then you get the rebound. Whoever gets the rebound goes the other way and you got them two people coming from the other lines and you just keep on going. It's a fast break drill.
Okay.
2-on-3, basically. Okay.
What's it like to play for Coach Miller?
Oh, it's awesome. He's a great coach. I mean, I couldn't ask for any better.
What kind of style do you think you guys are gonna be playing this year?
Fast paced, definitely.
If you could hit a buzzer beater against any team that you guys play, who would it be?
Pick again.
I figured it was either that or Upperman, one of those two. What's your favorite gym to play in?
I like playing here a lot, but I also like playing in away games, probably Upperman or Pickett County, I do like playing at York.
Okay.
Because it's always packed, but they stopped playing us a couple of last years, but I think it's pretty fun to play there.
That's junior basketball player with the Livingston Academy boys basketball team, Daniel Bilbrey. Welcome into the Wildcats Den. We're joined now by senior Nick Emmerich, a band member with the Livingston Academy Wildcats band. And Nick, first of all, what instrument do you play?
That's a kind of weird question. I play every saxophone, so alto all the way up to Barry. Currently playing Barry.
What got you into playing in the band?
If I'm going to be honest, originally it was to get out of keyboarding class. But it kind of grew into a passion, and now I can't really see myself doing anything else.
How long have you been playing?
Since fifth grade, so I think this would be my eighth year.
Was saxophone the first instrument you learned to play, or did you start on something else?
No, it was always saxophone. I started on it, and I've grown with it.
How did you, I guess, was that your choice, or was it just kind of random whenever you first started?
Well, when I was having to choose, I kind of looked at all of them. I didn't want to play the trombone. Well, that was my second option. I just didn't want to play the trombone. And then I saw saxophone. I was like, isn't that from that one song? And that's just what led it here. That's what led that way.
What's your favorite part of being in the band?
Oh, definitely the trips.
Where do you guys go? Take me through that.
Oh, okay. So we go to every game right now, except York, but that's a bit of a personal thing. And then we also go to, like, 8 competitions at max a year. So we go compete against other bands like Cookeville, Forest, and all that jazz. And we participate to see where we rank among them. Though, obviously, there's divisions like small band, big band. We're a small band.
Gotcha, cool. Would you rather play at a sporting event or in a band competition against other schools?
Oh, this is hard. If it's just for, like, the energy, I definitely want to play at a game. But I think I'd much rather prefer playing at competitions because it's other people you can talk to that know exactly what you do, you know?
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite song to play or maybe a favorite style that you guys play?
Oh, without a doubt, jazz. I love playing jazz, but my favorite song is, we've gotten some new ones recently, so I'm trying to think. Between the new ones, it's definitely, we have this song called Uptown Funk, and pretty much I get to play the bop-bop-da-bop-bop-da-bop-bop. I just love it.
When you started back in fifth grade or so, did someone introduce you to band, or what got you interested in it?
Mr. Holbrook. He was the former band director at the middle school. And just how much energy he had, I guess it kind of drew me in more towards that because, you know, I was trying to find a way out of keyboard in class. And, I mean, there's this man saying he can make me this great player. And I was like, I'm down for it.
Do you have any future plans of playing the saxophone after high school?
Oh, yeah. I'm going into tech for it, hopefully. I applied. And then I'll get to a band director position. And then hopefully I'll go get my master's degree in performance. And then go for a college professor status.
Cool. That's senior Nick Emmerich with the band here at Livingston Academy.
We go inside the Wildcats Den now as we're joined by the color commentator for WLIV football games, Josh Scott. And Josh, we appreciate you joining us on the program. Of course, the big news today, head coach Dale Flats resigning from the football program as head coach and saying that he will retire from teaching at the end of the year as well. And I know both you and I worked with Coach Flat throughout the year, got to talk to Coach Flat quite a bit. We always enjoyed being around him, and it's always tough when a head coach decides to step away.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I can't say enough good things about what Coach Flat has done for not just Livingston Academy football in the last couple of years, you know, growing young men into men and helping them be better leaders. But overall, I mean, when you retire from teaching, you've taught 30 years, you know. So he was actually my middle school basketball coach at Livingston Middle School a long time ago. A great man, a great leader. Kind of inherited maybe a no-win situation at times. If you really look over Coach Delflat's career, especially on the defensive side of things, what a football coach. So before you can even move forward, I think you have to say thank you to Coach Flat for his time and his service to Livingston Academy football and the Overton County school system as well.
Absolutely. We definitely appreciated him. I know he was always good for an interview as well, even when they weren't winning ball games. And so we definitely appreciate Coach Flat. Of course, as a school, as a program, you still have to move forward. And for the football team, they've got a brand new stadium. They've got a brand new a weight room as well, with some new weight equipment coming in for that program as well. So they are a program that if they get some good people in there and they can start to build the program, they're going to have some good football teams in the future, I think.
Right, absolutely, Jake. It's one of those things that everything's in place, right? I mean, you've got, like you said, you touched a brand new stadium, got a brand new weight room. We've talked about in broadcast this year, we felt like there was talent, especially at the skill positions, to make some noise at times. So it's an attractive job, I feel like. The tradition's there. You know, you're going to have the support there. You just got to get somebody in there that wants to push these kids as hard as they can. And, you know, Coach Flint did a great job, like I said, you know, developing on the leadership aspect of things, maybe off the field at times, making them better young men. You're going to need somebody now to come in and build off that and then add in, you know, going forward, you're going to have to look at, you know, changing the culture. I mean, you look at it's not a brain buster to look at. You're 0-22 in your last 22 games, so you don't think the culture is great. I'm not saying anything bad about anybody whatsoever, but sometimes when you lose 22 games in a row, you kind of get used to when things don't go your way, you kind of put your head down. So you have to change that mindset, that whole way of thinking completely, that we're going to compete in every football game starting in January. We're going to start working our butts off in the weight room. We're going to get stronger. We're going to get faster. We're going to be the most physical team. Yeah, we're going to make mistakes, but we're going to, you know, not hang our heads about those mistakes moving forward and go win football games. I mean, whoever the next football coach is, that's the first thing I would say is, hey, look, 0-22 is no more. We're going to build on the program. We're going to get better. This losing is going to be unacceptable, and we're going to work to go. I mean, and it sounds, you know, completely crazy, but we're going to work to go 10-0. And if we set our mindset at 10-0, you know, and we're trying to get to 10-0, good things are going to happen. It starts with getting that first win, and then you're able to build off that. We talked about stacking pennies. Definitely got to get somebody in there first thing to change the culture for Livingston Academy football.
I think that's one of the main positives about this as well, is Coach Flat kind of did it at a good time, because it gives whoever that next coach is that comes in some time to establish what they want to do, get to know the team, and then still have about a full 8 months or so. You still have about a full off season until that next season gets started.
Absolutely. You know, I talked about maybe in a no-win situation with Coach Flat. He was given a job in June. And when you're given a job, you've missed spring ball and a lot of opportunities to get into some 7-on-7s and make your team better. In year one, he wasn't able to do that. Of course, coming off the COVID year and everything was crazy anyway, add in that madness of it all. But, and going forward, you look at scheme, right, of what fits this team. And we've seen at times, like we talked about, on the air many times, there's talent and skill positions. So, you know, you weren't able to put up a lot of points in the last couple of years. You need to find somebody that's got a scheme, that's got a mindset of, hey, we're going to go put up points, make Livingston County football fun and exciting, you know, and want kids to be a part of it, right? I mean, it's easy to go to school at Livingston Academy not right now and be an athlete and not want to play football just because of the streak that they're on. But you start making things really fun and really exciting, and all of a sudden those halls are filled with young men that may want to be a part of something special. So, I mean, get you somebody that's got a good scheme that can buy into the, you know, like I said, change the culture that is adjusted well to small town football, small town life, and what is Livingston and Livingston Academy. And then when, you know, you talk about scheme, you got to find somebody to develop talent. You know, your team is young, right? So not maybe as young as they've been, but you develop, you got to find somebody that will develop the young talent into some really good juniors and seniors, the talent level when they get there, because you've got a freshman quarterback that's going to be a rising sophomore that's super talented, has always been talented everywhere he plays, and Adrian Jenkins. You've got rising seniors like Brody Coffey and the skill positions that are phenomenal, Carson Parrott, phenomenal likely. Those guys that are going to be coming back, you know, they're not going to, they've got a sour taste in their mouth for being, you know, on the schneid a little bit. They were part of a playoff team a couple of years ago, and they want to get back to doing that. So, you know, if you're looking at somebody at Livingston Academy right now, you want to find somebody that changes the culture and fits the culture, that is Livingston Academy football, that's used to winning. You want to find somebody that's going to bring a scheme that's going to be exciting, both offensively and defensively. And like I said, you've got to find somebody to develop talent, got to find somebody to develop these kids and get back to winning the way Livingston Academy is used to doing so.
That's WLIV color commentator for football, Josh Scott. Pretty smart about the game of football and kind of knows what goes into the L.A. football program playing in it himself, as we're right here inside the Wildcats' Den.
We go inside the Wildcats' Den, joined by senior basketball player on the boys' basketball team here at L.A., Isaac Story. And Isaac, kind of started off, how excited are you to get your senior season started here at L.A.?
I'm very excited to get this season started. I mean, it's a different kind of team this year, and I'm excited to play with them. I mean, I think we got a lot of potential, and I'm just excited to see how we're going to do going into the season.
I know I got a chance to talk to one of your teammates in Daniel Bilbrey as well, and he was kind of saying the chemistry has been really good to start this season, especially in the preseason. You mentioned it's a little bit different than last year. What's that change been like? What's maybe different from last year to this year?
Well, I mean, if you take the sophomore and junior class, them boys have been playing together since they was in kindergarten, and then me and the other seniors, we've just really joined in with them, and we got a lot of team chemistry this year. So, I mean, we're all used to playing with each other this year as opposed to in years in the past.
Does it feel weird to be starting your last season of high school basketball?
Yeah, it does. I mean, it just feels like yesterday I was starting high school, and now I'm a senior.
What's kind of a leader that you'd like to be this year? Maybe an example you'd like to set for the rest of your teammates?
I just want to be that leader that's out there busting their butt and doing all the little stuff that everybody's looking up to that's just keeping us on the right track.
Have you set any personal goals that you'd like to accomplish this season?
I mean, of course, I want to win games. I mean, I guess it's possible I could get my 1,000 points personally. I wouldn't mind doing that, but honestly, I just want us to have a good season and win games.
You know how many points away you are from that 1,000?
I'm a few. I got to have a good year.
Well, do you have any team goals you guys have set yet?
I mean, preseason, they kind of ranked us really low, lower than we expected, and we're wanting to prove everybody wrong and have a really good district season this year.
Is that something you guys are using kind of as motivation going into this year then?
Yeah, it definitely is. We kind of felt like we got shortcut on that one, and we're wanting to prove everybody wrong for sure.
What's an area of your game personally that you worked on this offseason and here in the preseason to try to get a little bit better?
Honestly, I'm just trying to stay healthy this season, and I've been pretty injury prone years past. I've kind of been doing some therapy on my ankles and stuff like that, and I'm just trying to stay healthy so I can have a good season with them boys.
You've just been working out a little more, trying to strengthen as much as you can. Is that kind of what you've been doing?
Yeah, I've really been trying to strengthen my ankles and make sure I keep them healthy.
Do you have a team that you really like playing against throughout the year?
I mean, there's always Upperman. I love playing against Upperman. That's kind of our biggest rivalry, I guess you'd say.
What's your favorite gym that you like to play in?
I mean, I really like playing at L.A., but if I'm traveling, I like playing at Upperman. I always play good there.
That sounds like Daniel. He said they're Pickett County as well. I know I've talked to a few different players, both boys and girls. What makes playing at L.A., especially here in the gym, pretty fun?
I mean, we have good fans and a good student section, but, I mean, we practice here every day. It's a familiar gym. You're comfortable there, but we do have really good fans that get behind us.
Thanksgiving coming up. What's got to be on your Thanksgiving plate?
Turkey. I'm a turkey guy.
That's it. Just turkey? Anything else?
I mean, you got to get the potatoes and the beans, but I'm a turkey guy. I don't really like the ham.
You have any weird or funny pregame superstitions?
We always listen to First Day Out by T. Grizzly. It's an every game thing. We have to listen to that song before we play.
It's a pretty good one to get you hyped up for, too. That's senior Isaac Story with the basketball team here at L.A. Here are the events we'll be covering inside the Wildcats' Den. The boys' basketball team gets their season underway next week as they'll travel to Salina to take on the Clay County Bulldogs. Tip-off is set for 6 p.m. For more Wildcats athletics, go to ucsportsnation.com. We go inside the Wildcats' Den as we're joined by junior wrestler Bo McFarland. And, Bo, you just told me I was going to ask you how long you've been wrestling. This now your second year, started last year. What got you into it? Who got you into it?
I'd say what got me into it is that while it's also a team sport, you can also advance by yourself, and it's really just you and the other person in the moment.
Well, what made you want to join wrestling?
Just the hand-to-hand combat with other people and just the overpowering features of the game.
Was it hard to learn, or did you kind of know it before you got into it?
Well, I thought I knew it before I got into it, but I definitely learned a lot of things in the past 2 years.
Who is there someone who maybe taught you a lot, or maybe a teammate that taught you a lot throughout last season?
Well, Coach Newman and Coach Looper last year were definitely good coaches, and then John Geist is probably my best teammate. He taught me a lot.
What is your favorite part of wrestling?
Just it's kind of like a game of chess. It's all moves. Moves they make, you counter it, and you make moves yourself.
I know in like football and basketball you can do scouting reports on other teams. Is it possible to do that in wrestling, or do you really not know who you're going to be facing, I guess, in meets and matches?
As you wrestle different schools, you'll become friends with other people more than likely, and you'll just know how they wrestle, and eventually you'll learn what schools are good and what individual wrestlers are good.
Cool. What are some goals you have for yourself this season?
Get more pins, focus on my defense and get that much better, getting out of pins, and hopefully getting more dual wins this season.
All right. Thanksgiving coming up later this month. When you get your Thanksgiving Day plate, what's got to be on it?
Definitely going to have turkey and stuffing on it for sure, but I'm a foodie, so I'm going to have a lot of different things on there.
Pretty much whatever you can throw on there. That's kind of the same way. Who is this one a little bit deeper? Who's somebody you look up to? It could be in life, could be in wrestling, too.
I'd say I look up to my dad. Definitely has the best work ethic, and I hope to follow in his footsteps.
Do you have an all-time favorite movie?
Probably going to have to go with Twister. It's a weather movie from the 90s. Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. What about a favorite fast food restaurant?
Favorite fast food? I'm going to have to go with probably McDonald's. They got everything there.
What's your go-to meal there?
Big Mac.
That's Junior Bo McFarland with the wrestling team right here at Livingston Academy. Tuesday night, the boys' basketball team will get their season underway. They'll take the short trip up to Salina to take on the Clay County Bulldogs. Clay County has their Round 2 playoff football game Friday, so win or lose will most likely be without most of their main rotation players. For the Wildcats, it's an opportunity to get the ball rolling and see what type of style they can put out on the floor this year. I'll have coverage right here on WLIV Tuesday night with tip-off at 6 p.m. Thanks for being with us in the Wildcats Den.